Next, our emerging economies. Dr. Lyle White, Senior Director at Johannesburg Business School at the University of Johannesburg, is on the line now. Dr. White, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Lester. It's good to hear your voice.
We are talking about Brazil this morning and a surge in racial abuse and violence against women in Brazil, very much mirroring what we're seeing here in South Africa.
Yeah, and as we always say, there's such strong parallels between Brazil and South Africa, but the numbers are just quite astounding, and I thought it was interesting just to share some of those and for us to get perspective in South Africa, and also maybe just to maybe bring these incidents and the debates to a global level, because there's a need to move the dial on this globally. But over 66,000 incidents of sexual violence were reported in Brazil in 2018, and really the shocking figure, four girls under the age of 13 are raped every hour in Brazil, and every 2 minutes police receive a report of violence against women. Femicides have increased by 4% just in the last year in Brazil, so that's on the up, which is very, very concerning. And then reported racial abuse incidents rose by over 20% to nearly 8,000 in Brazil, and murders of LGBT people rose by 10% during the course of 2018. Many people have cited President Bolsonaro's inflammatory language as a contributing factor. You know, he told a congresswoman that she did not deserve to be raped because of how she looked. And then they've also got a Ministry of Women, Family and Human Rights, but this is headed up by an evangelical pastor who celebrated her inauguration by saying that boys wear blue and girls wear pink. So some really deep-seated concerns coming out of the government of Brazil at the moment.
It really is about the tone that is set by political leaders. And these things trickle down. These things carry weight, whether you are mentioning about, for example, I'm going back historically in South Africa, saying that if you're talking about the Jacob Zuma trial, whether the court found him not guilty of rape, but the comments around that at those protests and those rallies afterwards, saying that she stayed and waited for taxi money. These comments hold weight and they trickle down and it influence public sentiment. As you just said, 66,000 sexual offences in Brazil. That's with a population of about 210 million. In South Africa last year, with our population of 60 million, we had 41,500 sexual assaults or sexual offences in South Africa alone. It's really,
yeah,
really
incredible.
Worrying. But at the same time, not only are they dealing issues with violence against women, also issues of climate change, when the Brazilian foreign minister decides the climate change catastrophe, especially after the fires that we've just seen there in the Amazon.
Yeah, some more ludicrous comments, really. I mean, the foreign minister of Brazil, he has denied last week that his country was burning down the Amazon rainforest, and said that it was an unfounded alarm over there was been an unfounded alarm over the global climate change, which was threatening Brazilian sovereignty. He has argued many times in the past that there is a lack of scientific proof over the causes of global warming, and said that climate change advocates were stirring it up for political ends as part of a leftist conspiracy against the United States and Brazil, whose sovereignty is under attack.
And at the same time, there are some effects of those denials. H&M are suspending purchases of Brazilian leather because of those Amazon burns.
Yeah, and this is a particularly interesting story, Les. So H&M has announced it would temporarily suspend Brazil leather purchases after mounting concerns that cattle ranching was a leading factor causing the deforestation of the Amazon. As the second largest retailer in the world, this makes H&M the largest company to stop business in Brazil due to the burning of the rainforests. Just some numbers again, 80,000 fires have ravaged Brazil just this year alone. That's an 80% increase on the number of fires the country experienced last year.
And surprise, surprise, this coming from a military hawk himself, there's an outcry of as Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president, and his son questions the value of democracy at all.
Yeah, and it comes back to the very first point. You know, these comments that politicians make, they need to be held accountable because the ramifications are felt years afterwards. Now, Bolsonaro's son, he too is a politician, and he has come under heavy fire from across the political spectrum after claiming that rapid political change was unachievable through democratic means. He tweeted this to his 1.3 million followers on Twitter, and this, let's remember, this is coming out of or coming from the political leadership of a country that that emerged after two decades of dictatorship in 1985, and whose current leader, Jair Bolsonaro, has been quoted as admiring or as an admirer of the military authoritarian regime that ruled over the country over that period of time.
But just on a separate and related question, Dr. White or Professor White, this sort of fed upness with the general population, whether it be about the economy, whether it be about immigrants, whether it be about crime, we are slowly but surely moving into a direction where people are ready to accept some sort of benign dictatorship. And if we see the level of almost looking at Rwanda, for example, as this glowing beacon within Africa, we forget about the political turmoil and the political, you know, constraints that people face in Rwanda. Why does the average citizen, the average everyday person in South Africa somewhat also feel, I believe, that maybe democracy isn't something that we need, and that we may need a strong man or woman to get things according to them right here in South Africa?
Yeah, it's a very big concern, and it's one that's not only felt here in South Africa, as we've just heard in Brazil, the election of strong men like Bolsonaro, but also slipping into populism. We see other parts of Latin America. Now the populists are going to probably gain control of Argentina as well. You know, populism, democracy occasionally does not work for all, but the cost of giving up democratic institutions is something that must be considered when we take the autocratic route, because this is something that is very, very difficult to remedy and to rectify in years ahead.
I think it's a very worrying trend that we are heading. Professor Lyle White, the Senior Director of the Johannesburg Business School at the University of Johannesburg.